Blog Talk Radio.
It's true, we make a better day.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burden both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress,
our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, do you want out of it for a moment?
This is the Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight, and we want to talk about some things.
We all have that one bam in the house that can change
the world. It's about what's going on in the world, what's happening around the nation, and what's happening in your community. And we want to give a report. This is the last month of December 1-2. I got some things I want to share with you, and I'm getting ready for my prophecy, and I'm working on that as I speak today. But I'm going to give you some of the outlines of the prophecy for 2023. I'm going to say this to you tonight. Those that need prophecy going into 2023, I was over in Indiana today, and I gave lots of people prophecy. They was lined up around the table to get a word from God of what they need to do in 2023. And I want to be able to share that with you. Those that need a breakthrough, those that need a healing, and need a word from God. You done died, tried everything, and look like you're up against a brick in a hard place. But tonight I want to give you some information that might help you go a little bit further. As I pray for you tonight, this is the Dr. King Movement Night. And what that means, that we talk about social issues of civil rights, the issues of human rights, and where we at in human rights, where we at in civil rights, and we at black people, where we supposed to be going and what's going on in the black world. I just said the black community, the black world. Now, the Dr. King Movement was designed to talk about social issues, issues of racism, white supremacy, the issue of economic development, and the issues of you going to the next level. Now, we're on 5 days a week. Monday is Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Crossroads Ancestors. And Wednesday is Divine Word. Sometimes it's Divine Law. And it's Divine Word on Thursday also. And on Friday is the $1 trillion flow. And on Saturday is Divine Healing. On Sunday, 9 to 12, Sunday morning with the bishop. And I God give it to me, I'm gonna give it to you. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't cover it, I tell it like it is. If it's a come off a dope, come off whatever you're doing. In the spirit of goodness, I'm going to tell you about it, whether you like it or not, okay? Some of you try to cover it up and think that's all right, but God said, God love. Some of you crossed up and you messed up, and you don't get blessed. It's because you're not honest with God, okay? Dr. King was talking about America being dishonest to the black man. And we have been so dishonest to white folks, have been on black folks, that we dishonest to each other. And we lie, and we don't stick together. And I know y'all don't want to hear this tonight, but to the point, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement on Monday nights, I'm concerned about you working. I'm concerned about the boardroom, how many back the board. How can white can dictate to you and they running everything? Kyrie Irving being kicked from Nike. Because he ain't saying what they want him to say. Black folks need to get their own cue place. They get them shoes over to Italy. They get them shoes over there to China and get them for $10 and bring them back over here and sell them for $1,500 shoes that you can go over there and get them people to make them. When black men and black women understand, you have to get for yourself. Dr. King said that I'm black and I'm proud. If you pride, and Dr. King said this, I cannot give you a law to make you love each other. I cannot give you a law to not clean up your neighborhood. They have to come within. You have to stop begging and get up off of your do-nothing. Like trying to get up off of your do-nothing and begin to do something, body, mind, soul, and spirit. What somebody else do for you? Somebody else ain't going to never do for you what you can do for yourself. They're going to get killed. But Dr. King marched, and I got a speech where he was saying that I'm going to play that speech tonight. Before I do that, I'm gonna share some things with you. This is the last Monday, this is the last month of the year. Now, what I'm talking about? I'm talking about December is gone. After this December, we'll see it. And you need to get yourself together, man. Woman, you need to get yourself together. Stop lying to yourself, playing with a man, but the man with the pain is man. Those educated. I brought those and I'm gonna touch all of them, whether you like it or not. I'm gonna touch those that after the Dr. King will speak on tonight. He'll speak on how we have turned, and those that got a little money, they have turned. They have never brought the money back into the neighborhood, create a climate. We go to the mall, and don't know blacks own that mall, and it might not be black stores in there, okay? So this is something that the young people, the average young person, have never seen black in business. They've seen the Jews in business. They've seen the Arabs in business. They've seen the Indians in business, the Muslims, but they don't see no blacks in business. Only business they see black in is funeral business. Preachers don't promote black business. Let me say, preachers don't promote black business like they're supposed to. This being the Dr. King movement tonight, Jerry gave me a book, and this book was saying, I haven't been told. Now, Will Smith needs to go somewhere and sit down. Anytime you want to go talk about black slavery, you want to do a picture about black being killed in slavery. We already know that. Tell me about reparations. Tell me what you're going to do for Troy. What you going to do for Illinois? What you going to do for Minnesota? What you going to do for what you going to do for Mississippi, Louisiana? What you going to do for... Don't these black actors need to sit down with these slaves? So that's sad. They won't kill you. He promotes. He get up on Saturday and top of the brand. You want to have a picture talking about how black been beat by white. But we've been there. We did that. I'm going to tell Will Smith, we done did that. So go sit down and do something positive. Okay? And I'm telling you, don't even go. Let the white folks give you a script and you go on with it. We got to wait for this. No, we ain't going to do that one. We want reparations. The white folks, they get down in Georgia. They put that football player and he don't know his way out of paper bag. He talking about he running for Congress because white folks put him in there. We got to take charge of us and be able to say we want, if President Biden, whoever the president be, if he ain't talking about reparations, I'm going to hold my vote. I'm going to tell you, don't vote. You ain't getting us. Every vote to get something. King talked about that. We voted for Johnson, didn't get nothing. We voted for Kennedy, and we didn't get nothing. It's time for black folks to wake up. And like Malcolm said, like Elijah said, if you're going to vote, what you getting for the vote? They bring the church, tell all the lies, and don't nobody get nothing. Maybe a preacher get a few dollars, but they don't really get nothing. That's one side of that. I'm telling you, like it tonight, the King closing and the thing, black people, we have moved now out since Dr. King died. Those that with Dr. King, they want to be positive, they want to be mayor, governor, and they left the movement. They left the people that was hungry. They left people that was suffering. You got poor people, you got rich people, okay? And the rich people is getting richer. Look how the oil companies jack the price for the oil and gas. Look at the light companies right now. And ain't a black sitting on the board of Chrysler. Ain't a black sitting on the board of General Motors. Ain't a black sitting on the board of Cadillac. Ain't a black sitting on the board of Tesla. Ain't a black sitting on the board of Rolls Royce. And we talking about we run, so we ain't running nothing. Going take all the pennies we get to go buy these old racket cars. Oh, yeah, ain't gonna hear. It's time for us to hold our money. Now they gave you Halloween. You went and bought everything. Now they gave you Thanksgiving. Now who made the money? Blacks make the Thanksgiving money. Blacks make the Halloween money. $1 trillion. Worth of costumes of Halloween. $1 trillion groceries they buy, they jack the prices up. Now it's Christmas, $1 trillion Christmas. From who? From the black man. If you hold your money. our buying power is $13 trillion. If black will hold their money and don't spend nothing, talk about Black Friday, talk about Black Sunday. They don't want to hear about Black Sunday. All the black prophets and Jesus was black and the Holy Spirit. They don't hear that. They don't want to hear nothing talking black because that's what happened. I just want to bring out where you make a window up for you to sleep. That the woman that lived over there that was queen, she worked with the queen. She told the black girl, where are you from? She said, I'm from here. No, you ain't. Because you're black. See, it's still that color, black and white. You think because you got a job and some money and still two laws. Here's a law for white folks and for black folks. And they put black folks, black in Monroe. They got crooked man, crooked police that arresting black boys, putting them in jail for a reefer or maybe a little cocaine. And you got white boys that got truckloads of cocaine in West Monroe, in Monroe. And the police and the police, and they ain't doing nothing. And they running blacks down and breaking in the house and all of that. It's going to show you how racism is going to destroy it. Same thing in Ohio, Minnesota. Don't want you to make a living and want to put you in prison. When we ain't got no dope to bring in. They bring the dope, the drugs, they make them. They bring them from Mexico, and they let the Mexican bring it in. The cartel, how many blacks in the cartel? Here's R. Kelly's in jail because he's a cartel. That's what they said. He gave the RICO Act. Like he's doing the organ on the whole world. He lost all set up for white gangsters. Now they drum on black folks. Racism, white supremacy. That's what's going on. I know you don't want to listen to me tonight, but I'm going to put down now. This is a touchy issue. You know, I got to play Dr. King. I have to play Dr. King again before I get it out to y'all. Because it's Dr. King movement. If you got a need, you plant a seed. We ain't begging you. But if you like what we're talking about on Monday, send some money. You know, or we can get on TV or something, or you can see it. They cut the man, cut everybody off. Now they didn't cut money off. I don't agree kind of he did with a white man. And y'all buying Nike's tonight and burn them, take all the Nike's shoes and burn them up. Oh, I can't do that. I have to pay $1,500. They make them shoes over in Korea for $15, $10, $15, make them shoes. And they bring them over here. These young, black, dumb boys pay $15,000 for the shoes. Okay? Y'all buy Al Judd. They ain't made it in America. They made them in a sweatshop. Over there. That's where they made that. Over in a sweatshop over there for $15. Them same shoes you paying $1,000 for. I gotta get some Al Jordan. What is Michael Jordan doing for black folks? What is all these ball players doing to help promote black folks? They ain't doing nothing to help. The Jews got everything covered. Let me help you out. You can look Google up. Every black football player, basketball player, guess who they matter to? A Jew and them. Oh, y'all ain't like call me crazy too. But I'm just telling the truth. If you look now, this is serious stuff I'm talking. I'm talking stuff if Dr. King was living, he'd be asking what's going on with black folks not coming together. This is a young boy. His mama told him, because you little, you can be anything you want to. He comes to school with a family apology on his lipstick. And the teacher said, you can't come here like this. He went back home and told his mama, I'm being bullied. So his mama popped up to the school, told the principal, I want you to fight a teacher. Because he's being bullied. Okay? If you're a boy, say you want to be a girl, he can be that. Now, let's go right now to this homosexual stuff. Where a man marry a man, a woman marry a woman, and it's okay. Now, all these corporations is endorsing stuff
In Supreme Court right now, they got a law where the gays saying, I have a right to be involved in the black and the brown. You can't even make it together. When black was violated, they were black because of the color, and they still black with color. I may be gay, and they don't like me because I'm gay. If I ask you to be gay, you gay because you want to be. I'm black because I'm born black and going to die black. So I ain't about no sisters and bulldogs running around here and child molesters. So I'm going to get them right. What right do they need? They need the right to go sit down. Huh? And I believe that we should, I believe this in with the law thing. If you're a woman and you got a baby and the baby is killing you, you're supposed to get an abortion, okay? But these college kids go and get babies, and they get babies on Friday, Saturday, they throw them out, they get another baby next week, and they kill a million babies. Murder is the order of the day. Witchcraft, all this evil going on. Dr. King was talking about country that's coming to the realization, the mass killing in Vietnam and Korea, the mass killing. All these wars, like what's happening over what Russia is doing to premier. That's what I'm watching. Black on black in Chicago, where 10 people, 20 to get shot. And this is Chicago. I don't know what the truth is in Detroit or California or Mississippi, because we have to come together and start killing each other. Stop killing today. And the Congress don't care. The Republican Democrat don't care. Don't say it. The Republicans. It's all of them. They're all sitting in there rich. They got all kind of benefits. They didn't even want to get a railroad. I mean, time off. And they got time off. They got sick leave. You know what I'm saying? So here's the assault weapon. Where women, men being down in Texas. Them kids were shot up so bad that didn't have the press give you false news. What Trump said, I think they tell you, all them kids got shot up, they were shot up so bad, they had to go and get their donor record to see which kid they shot up. They didn't show that. They don't never show the killing that go on, and they don't never go to the source. The source is the gun. We'll say this to you tonight. If you got anybody been shot, been killed, find out what the gun started suing the gun factory. When you start suing the gun factory, because the gun factory giving Congress, the Republicans, all kind of money. People, let me say this. Going in 2023, more kids gonna get killed in college with assault weapons because ain't nobody saying ban assault weapons out of America because it's big business. That's what Dr. King talking about. We destroying our future. Not only black, they highlight the black kids, but they don't highlight the black, get the white get killed in the white community. Here's a man, go kill his wife. And the judge let him go back in the house. He killed his wife and all his children. Man, come and kill his family. The judge let him go. Now here's the man. He gay. He go capture a little girly killer down in Texas. Well, tell me about that homosexual gay stuff. The LBG. There's nothing. Look, let me say this in, and you can hang up if you want to. It's not an organization. If I get a bunch of killers and robbers, we say we robbers and killers, we won't have rights. They ain't got no rights. The right is you black and white. Human rights. That's what we got to look at. Now, Supreme Court done ruled on that stuff. Bishop, I got two members in my church want to get married. I said, well, okay. They said, but they're two men. Put them suckers out of your church and tell them, go ahead on. God black. I want to tell this here to TJ Jakes. God ain't lied no homosexual to do nothing. You got to be straight. You got to be a man and a woman. God made man and woman.
Because that's a real thing, what God says. You see, you can't compromise what God says. God said, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. And let me tell you something, you can't compromise that. Now, you can have all the money you want to. That's why these storms and these floods keep coming, because people have strayed away from God. That was Dr. King was saying. You can't mix civil rights up with homosexual rights. Somebody got a right to cook a cake. I got a right. You put in their window. I don't want no straight. I don't want no gays in there. Look, they back in the day, they wouldn't let black. If you was black, you had to go to the back door. If you were black and brown, you can do nothing. So what that got to do with gays? Well, see, these slick lawyers put it together, and like it's a civil rights thing. That ain't no civil rights thing. That's a privilege thing. You want to do that. Okay? I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what you said. Now, they don't even want men to talk to women. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. I know y'all ain't liking what I'm saying tonight, but this the real true stuff. This the stuff they're talking about. See, this is the kind of stuff that's going to come back up. See, they cut me off for a minute, but I know they're going to cut me off. Because I'm telling you what's going on. See, yeah, they cut me off about 5 minutes, y'all. I just want to let you know. Because I talked about, see, you cannot let a situation be, and you know it, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
And you cannot, and this country is embracing lie. And no other country
in the world
embrace the lie. You can't go to the other countries and play that. They ain't going to have it. See? And that's the thing that we got to understand. We got to turn this stuff away because it's not right. See, that's the thing that we can't talk about. They find out they ain't free. Over here, a black car That's the highest cut. And he went over in London to buy a pocketbook. They put her out because her skin was black. It ain't how much money you got. They don't care.
They don't care.
They give you the money.
They give you the money.
They take it from
you. They take it from
you. Okay? Kanye West better watch it. He's going to be in jail or dead. Because that's what they want. Look at R. Kelly.
Look at R. Kelly.
R. Kelly in jail. And white folks been doing what R. Kelly been doing for years. And all them Trumpers charging R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You got to understand. The fake news helps racism go deeper. We dealing with white supremacy and racism right now. The homosexual thing is dealing with racism and white supremacy. You know, if I got every man that got a pocketbook on, where is the means to raise the children or to raise the boys? Okay? You got to understand, it's a cycle of racism to move to the next level. Okay? And there you could talk about it. You know, a lady,
you know,
was working at the store, and everybody in the store was gay. And she says, you don't go for it.
She got fired.
Because the manager,
the
ones on the floor was gay. See, they intimidate, but you don't want you to intimidate them. Read Romans 1 and 2 to tell you that they all crossed up, and the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. So this is a fight that God going to do. Exodus 14:14. God going to fight this fight. And this is what Dr. King said, and it's so true.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall...
Dr. King, we're talking about no gay folks be overcome. Talking about black folks have been harmed and killed and murdered. You can't put that together. That's like apples and oranges. Black folks been murdered and killed and buried and buried in Arkansas, and you gonna say that my right? What right did you got? Your family ain't been killed. Your whole family been broke up. You just got this name and put you on the color and say I'm a LGBTQ gay. That ain't got nothing to do with civil rights. That got nothing to do with the rights of what happened to black and poor people that come here from Africa. And I have an answer that got killed in Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana. That ain't got nothing to do with Mark Clark and Fred Hampton. That ain't got nothing to do with Emmett Till. Emmett Till was killed because he was black, not because he was gay. Some folks won't talk about no gay. The white folks jumped up and put that gay thing on. Another slave, that's another chain on your neck, the whole generation back, and you dying into it. Okay? And if you overcome that, they are putting on you, and they want to. Now, look what happened to Kyrie Irving. He just said that I know my history. Nike dropped him from Nike. People need to boycott Nike. How many black guys Nike got on the board? He got a lot of black buying his shoes and buying his stuff. Okay? Ain't no black up in the continent. Okay? And all these Jew companies, when black talk about them, they fine. So that means we got to get our own business, our own shoe company, and begin to get our own money. But people can stop buying you. We need to go to Africa, get some Africans to make some gym shoes. Okay. They going over to Vantage Jack, over to somewhere else to make shoes, sweatshops. Y'all buying all that stuff. But when you change the flavor, you know, this got to happen. Like Dr. King said, we going to overcome. But I want to be clear tonight. I want to be real clear. What I'm saying, I want to be real clear what you understand. Homosexuality ain't got nothing to do with civil rights. The civil rights was the right that black was killed, black can go in the back door, and these gays hollering, he's taking out a right. What right do you got? You ain't been killed. Your family ain't been murdered. Your family ain't been right now. They up in the government. They come out of right. What right that you got? What right you got to molest little kids and little boys? What right you got to do something to money, stuff? And then say, if you don't go along with it, you ain't right, you getting fired. And these big companies say, I'm pulling out. I ain't going to be there. Let them pull out. And we need to boycott these companies that want to pull out. We need to start next year, we need to boycott these companies that ain't got blacks on the board. Okay, they got homosexuals on the board, but they ain't got no blacks on the board. Oh, I'm talking. Tell me five companies got blacks on their executive board. And they got gays running. And gays don't even want you on the gays. It's worse than the race of white folks.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will...
Dr. King said we'll overcome, but they can't tell you that down in Mississippi and Louisiana, they took a man and ripped a woman's belly out and threw a baby out, they took a man and took him to a truck and ran him around, he was gone. They can't tell you that, so don't talk human rights to me. Black folks have been through hell. And I'm not buying with these crooked lawyers saying they right. Ain't nobody got no right to be back with the black man. You know, right now, in court, you go to court. This boy shot a dog. He got 20 years for shooting the dog. Blacks get killed, and sometimes they don't get no time. I'm letting you know that it's a difference. It's a law for black folks. It's a law for white folks. You got Jeff Ford for life. Here's the people go storm the White House. Take the statue, 20 years. And these black boys was community organized, lied on by the paper, and they in jail for life. And they ain't did nothing. Okay, but that's going to show you. Because your skin is black and you got people that will follow you, you're going to stay in prison. We got more people in prison now than they had in slavery. This is real truth. So don't tell me about no gays, because I don't want to hear, because I know it ain't nothing but the fantasy. It's somebody that made messed you up and made you think that you're a man when you're a woman. When you're a woman, think you're a man. And you're a man, think you're a woman. That's fantasy. You're being tricked, bamboozled, and all that other stuff that Malcolm X said is happening right before our eyes. These guns have been dropped off in the neighborhood. Who the boys killing? They're killing little babies. On the west side today, Kids robbed the man, but he had a gun. He shot both of them, shot all three of them. 16, 17. Where they getting the guns from? Robbing their own people. This is the kind of foolishness that's going on within the black community. Talking about black on black crime, white on white crime. Dr. King, we're going to overcome it, the truth. Ain't no president. Ain't no congressman saying we want reparations. Okay, now those that's gonna run for the next president, I'm gonna ask the question: Is you giving reparations? If you ain't getting no reparations, don't worry about my vote. I'ma stay at home. Why not? We ain't getting nothing no way. What has black got since Biden been in there? Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing they got. Tell me one thing they got. With Bush was in there. Tell me one thing they got when
Obama was in there.
We can't even stop the assault weapons that are killing the women and children in our neighborhood. We can't even stop the flow of guns. So they're not concerned. Once they get in, they ain't concerned. The city hall ain't concerned. Okay? Them Aldermen, the black Aldermen running, the mayor running. What's the mayor going to do about the guns, the assault weapons coming into Chicago? They ain't saying nothing about that. Ain't the mayor saying nothing about restoration here in Chicago? See, restoration. The mayor should be telling the governor, go to Washington and lobby for restoration for Illinois. Go and let me tell you something. Reparations is what owed to you. What owed to us? By God. When God told Moses, you can look it up in the Bible, he said, Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go, and go down there and tell them to get the gold, and don't leave broke. Take everything that the ancestors worked, and they left Egypt with gold, and truckloads of gold, cartloads of gold. So we need reparations. If they got it in the Bible days, we can get it now. That's one of the things. And Dr. King, and I believe what Dr. King said.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We
believe that we will overcome. It's in people right now.
See the evil
that's going on. Because your skin black, the situation you go right now.
Last night, we was in
a committee talking about redlining.
The lady bought a house,
and they come to praise the house. They praised the black woman's house for $10,000. The white woman's house next door, they praised for $100,000. It let them know that racism is deeply rooted, and the white supremacists have messed this country up. And you said, well, it ain't me. If you black, it's you. Now, if right now, if you're in the black community, your insurance is higher. If you're in the white community, it's cheaper. Don't believe it? Check it out. Now, y'all, you know what y'all say? You talking race hate. I'm talking the truth. If Martin Luther King is living today, and Malcolm X, they would put them on YouTube. They would put them on Twitter. No, they don't say they hate teaching. No, but tell the truth. They kept Farrakhan off because Farrakhan was telling the truth. See, they want to feed you a lot, and they might kick me off because I'm telling the truth. And if this is what I'm telling you tonight. The pastors don't say nothing because they got programs. And they got 501c3s, and the government will pull it. If they say anything, they got school, they'll pull it. So these mega churches, black and white, the white ain't going to say nothing, no way. But the black ain't going to say nothing, they want to get along. That's all they want to get along. It's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right if people rise up begin to say, no, we ain't taking this.
And that's what got to happen.
In school, they miseducate the kids. Kids come through, they send them home.
And they ain't got no trade for them.
So they in the street, they're doing robbing, killing, shooting, you breaking in houses. That's all right. So the police come, you kill the police, he gonna kill the boy. Boy retarded. Police come, the lady told him he's sick. Police shot him 5 times. Got the boy retarded. This is kind of crazy stuff going on. And black ain't saying that the black leadership, we ain't got no black leadership, okay? Black is set down on the job. You got gays marching.
You got the Mexican marching.
Everybody marching. The dreamers marching. Black folks can sit down. They feel that they done made it. I got news for you, baby. You ain't made it. Hell gonna break loose in 2023. Got to get up. You find yourself outdoors, moved out, and other people taking your place.
And that's what's happening.
You find yourself hung on the post, burning at the stake, but not standing up fighting for what's right and what's truth.
No, you got so up there.
See, Dr. King was talking about the poor people campaign. I wonder what they were talking about. Dr. Bob was talking about poor people, black, white. It's poor people against rich folks. Rich folks ain't going to let you come out of it. That's what's happening. The poor and the rich is fighting.
And that's what's going on now.
The preachers and the pastors have took a back seat to all this stuff that's going on. The killings in the neighborhood. Their members being shot. Their member house being broken. They ain't standing up coming together.
You know, two or three come.
But the masters all over the country ain't come together. And went to Washington and said, this is enough of this. Ban them guns now. We're going to boycott every factory that makes guns. We're going to boycott them. Okay? That's the kind of stuff that's gone.
When that's gone, like Dr. King said,
I want you to understand this is Dr. King movement. I'm talking about what's going on. You might not like what I said.
I said it, and I'll say it again.
Until we come together.
Wives, husbands, children, families come together.
And black is already together. All you got to do is look at your skin and go somewhere. They'll put you out. Or Indian can go. Or Africa can go somewhere and you can't go nowhere.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. But it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair.
and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of